Oh, and welcome to When Heaven Speaks, the podcast where the volume of the world gets silenced and the voice of God gets amplified. I'm Pastor Zach, and I believe that in a world filled with noise, pressure, and distraction, there's still a place where heaven speaks clearly. Each episode, each moment is realigned to refocus you so that you can receive divine insight, instructions, and inspiration for your journey. So whether you're driving, walking, or sitting still, God has something to say to you today. So lean in. Heaven is still speaking. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. Father, we pause now in reverence. Silence every distraction, quiet every fear. We tune our hearts to you, the one who still speaks peace to the storms and purpose to our pain. We invite your presence into this moment. Guide every word, pierce every heart, and let us see and hear what heaven has to say. So we say this together. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, welcome to When Heaven Speaks. Today, I want to deal with the topic of your time to please God. Your time to please God. God. Time is the most precious commodity. Time is the most precious commodity. And I believe that, as Congresswoman Maxine Waters said, I'm reclaiming my time. Many of us got to reclaim our time. Congresswoman Maxine Waters used it during 2017 House Financial Service Committee hearing. See, during this hearing, the Treasury Secretary was given a long-winded response, avoiding her direct question. But Congresswoman Maxine Waters interrupted him, repeatedly saying, "Reclaiming my time," to prevent him from wasting her allotted speaking time. This phrase went viral as a symbol of asserting authority, refusing distraction, and taking back control of one's moment. You see, just as Waters refused to let her time be wasted, we as believers must recognize when it's our moment to step into God's calling. We must realize that it's our time to please God. Hebrews 11 and 5, Genesis 5, 24, they shows us examples of what it takes to please God. But we're going to deal with Matthew 25, 14 through 30, one of the 40 parables that Jesus teach. He taught a parable about talents, where Jesus teaches about stewardship, and faithfulness. A master goes on a journey and entrusts three servants with different amounts of money or talents. One receives 5 talents, another 2 talents, and the last one talent, each according to their ability. The first two invest and double what they were given. But the third servant, out of fear, hides his talent in the ground and does nothing with it. You see, when the master returns, I pause there because the master is going to return. He rewards the first two servants, saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." However, the third servant is rebuked as wicked and lazy. The master takes away his talent and gives it to the servant with 10, saying, "To everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." This lesson today, God expects us to use what he has given us for his kingdom. I want to say that again. Turn up your volume. God expects you, say after me, God expects me to use what he's given me for his kingdom. We're not to let fear and inaction stop us. Fear and inaction displeases God. Faithful stewardship leads to greater responsibility and reward in God's kingdom. The Bible declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, that we are to walk by faith and not by sight. The charge, the command from God. God has called you to do great things. God has commissioned you to do great things. God is still calling you to do great things. But will you say yes to him? Will you submit and surrender God in this text today? God was showing these stewards, how well will you use what I've given you? Will you take what I've given you, pray over what I give you, present it back to me, and let me multiply it? Or will you hide what I've given you? Each of us have been given time. We've been given this commodity of time, this treasure of time. We've been given this time, but Ephesians 5 and 16 says, redeem the time for the days are evil. How are you using your time? The lawn care guy and the doctor has the same amount of time, but they make different amount of money. How are you using your time? Time is very precious. Time is filled with swift transitions. How are you using what God has given you? Are you presenting your bodies as living sacrifices to God? Saying, God, what do you want of me this day? Where do you want me to be? How do you want me to get there? Or are you just aimlessly groping about the day? No plans, no purpose, just walking along wondering. God wants to fill your life with purpose, fill your life with meaning, and fill your life with divine direction. Today, take that step. Commit your ways to God. Commit your time to God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. My prayer today is that you seize the moment. My prayer today is that you walk in your healing, walk in your freedom, walk in your restoration, and that you be awakened. My prayer today is that chains break, direction comes, and your life is transformed as you yield to him. Will you surrender? Will you submit? And will you say yes to God? Let us pray. Lord, thank you for this divine moment where heaven touches earth. Thank you for every heart that leaned in, every soul that opened up, and every ear that heard you today. Let this word take root and produce fruit. Let us be like the stewards who took what they had, presented it back to you, worked with what they had, and you blessed them with double for their trouble. Let it be shift. Let there be a shift. Let it shift atmospheres, break cycles, and strengthen the weary. Seal it with your spirit and remind us that even when life gets loud, you're still speaking. We're walking forward now with clarity. We're walking forward with courage. We're walking forward with confidence. Because when heaven speaks, everything changes. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Heaven is speaking to you. Heaven is telling you it's your time to please God. Do all you can to please the Lord. And when you please him, God will reward those who diligently seek him. God blessings until the next time when heaven speaks.